Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Brian Stark, and this is your invitation to pray. Today, we're going to pray for our leaders and our nation. Please open your Bibles to Psalms chapter 2, verse 1 through 12. Let's read it together. What fools the nations are to rage against the Lord! How strange that men should try to outwit God! For a summit conference of the nations has been called to plot against the Lord and his Messiah, Christ the King. Come, let us break his chains, they say, and free yourselves from all this slavery to God. But God in heaven merely laughs. He is amused by all their puny plans. And then, in fierce fury, he rebukes them and fills them with fear. For the Lord declares, "This is the King of my choice, and I have enthroned him in Jerusalem, my holy city." His chosen one replies, "I will reveal the everlasting purposes of God, for the Lord has said to me, 'You are my son. This is your coronation day. Today I am giving you your glory. Only ask and I will give you all the nations of the world. Rule them with an iron rod. Smash them like clay pots. O kings and rulers of the earth, listen while there is time. Serve the Lord with reverent fear. Rejoice with trembling. Fall down before the sun and kiss his feet before his anger is roused and you perish. I am warning you, his wrath will soon begin. But oh, the joys of those who put their trust in him." Let's close our eyes and listen and pray silently. O Lord God in heaven, you who are the mighty one, I pray for your mercy, your wisdom, your forgiveness. Give your mighty hand rest against this earth, against our leaders who have fallen into idleness and confusion. Touch their heart with love, infusing them for all time with compassion for your children who are sick, hungry, tired, and weak. Show them their path is not righteous and holds no promise without your blessing. Please, O Lord, bring not your wrath to their plans, but show them the blueprint of your mighty justice. Lord, my God, lift up those leaders who hold your name in reverence. Bless all they do in your name. Help them lead as your will provides it, and show them everlasting love and glory. Lord, I ask for forgiveness against all my sins, as I am a sinner who prays for other sinners. Lord, I know your words are mighty. I know your words are not mine, but I ask for your grace against my bones, who you created, mold, and hold up against all adversity. In these ways do I ask for you, O Lord, to hold together all your children, hold together all the weary, and hold in your hands all of us, giving your divine grace to everyone who asks, especially our leaders, as we are all your children. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. I want to thank all of you who have taken this time out of your day to pray with me. You know, it takes a big person, a strong person, to pray for others. And I know our leaders today are facing great adversity and many, many challenges as their decisions hold all of our futures in their hands. So again, I want to thank you for taking this small amount of time to pray with me. Have a wonderful rest of your day, and I will pray with you again tomorrow. May God richly bless you and all your family. I am Brian Stark, and this has been a presentation of ListeningFaithfullyBlog.com.